been on my ass for the past couple years. Jump on the scene from nowhere, taking out all my peers and up my whole squad. I'm the last one left, cause for some strange reason I always stay one step ahead of this agent named Red. But for the life of me, I can't figure out why my ass ain't dead. And now I clear my head as we arrive on the site, making sure all routes for escape are sealed off airtight. Thinking to myself, tonight's the night, cause I know exactly where he's going. Fucking 007, I'm the living legend with the golden eye, holding my rifle for assault, aimed directly at the vault. But what happened next wasn't even my fault. You see from the rear, strange mist appeared, strapped on the infrared gear.
Too late,
cause soon as it came, it disappeared. And when the smoke cleared, the package was gone. My squad searched savage till dawn, then had to email HQ that the night had just captured the pawn. We swept the crime scene, but it was clean, no clues left behind. So I shot back to the hotel, had a couple drinks, jumped back online, not knowing that's where I find the next clue. It said, Agent Blue, I'll meet you next, where the stars are at their best and the sun rests too. So I headed due west to the town where every night creates a new murder story. But stars at their best didn't mean Hollywood, but the observatory. So I cased the joint, faced a point that I might not know why it was sent. Came across a schedule of events. Next on the list to speak was the scientist, set to unravel new theories on time travel, theories that my agency already knew to be proven. I guess Rez Clans was gonna try to stop us on the movement. Now I know exactly what he's doing. So the next day at the lecture, I came disguised as a staff director, even ushered Agent Red himself down the aisle, and just had to smile cause he didn't even know it was me. Then I shot to the balcony where I was supposed to be. Got to the top, my heart damn near stopped. This war shook the spot. Before I could ask where did he go, I turned around looking down the barrel of his fofo. He was like, hey yo, just follow me down the hall and we won't have no problems at all. So I did that, slid the gat into position, just in case he tried to make this my last mission. Walked all the way down the hallway into an empty room where I assumed I'd be dead. Waited a couple seconds, turned my head, fool putting down his weapons. So I did the same, took my coat off and jumped into a stance to let this fool know he was about to get broke off. He spoke soft, said it was to the death. I closed my eyes, took a deep breath, but when I opened my eyes, this fool tried to catch me by surprise with the first series of blows. I blocked them all, stayed up on my toes, but connected with the next wing, cut me hella deep with his ring. I looked down at his hand, damn, that's the same one the man from the agency said I had around my neck when they found me. I thought it was the only one in existence, but this nigga crowned me. So I held up my hand so he could see what I saw. He stood there in awe, dropped his guard. I took one to the jaw, but he didn't trip cause it only made us even. We stood there for a second, not believing this shit. We sat down, talked for a grip. I came up on hella dirt, found out we were brothers, separated at birth by the agency, especially trained to maintain the illusion of international espionage. By holding up this mirage, everybody in the Department of National Defense got rich. Now ain't that a bitch? They say we ain't got enough ends in the budget for public housing, education, and healthcare. So right then and there, me and my brother devised the plan to get over on the man. We went back to the agencies and played the role, put on the understrive towards one common goal. See, we moved contraband to foreign lands, enemy and not, we gave a fuck. We moved the shit by the truck and the scheme worked like a beauty. So after a couple years, we ended ourselves in the line of duty. And of course, the agency showed us no love. But now this is the story I tell my children on the shores of the islands we bought from the money we came up off of.